With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senators release a highly anticipated bill.
A divided Congress is torn between tightening border security, funding Israel, Ukraine, and other allies, and blocking a bipartisan bill as requested by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The House Speaker Mike Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press says they have their own bill.
We would resolve the broken asylum system and the broken parole system. We would reinstitute Remain in Mexico.
The Senate bill would authorize the funding that President Biden is seeking to provide wartime aid to Ukraine. A test vote could come this week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson tonight said it's garbage, tweeting, quote, "I've seen enough. The bill's even worse than we expected. Won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president created. As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival," end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says it will be a little while before he selects a running mate. Speaking on Fox Sunday Morning Futures, Trump said he talks to everybody. He has a lot of good people in mind. He mentioned South Carolina Senator and former GOP presidential candidate Tim Scott and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Despite reports that the campaign reached out to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump said that that never happened. Heavy rain and 80-mile-an-hour winds are blasting California.
With this storm and how it's deepening coming into the West Coast and how it's strengthening, we're really seeing those winds almost up to hurricane force off of our coastal waters, particularly the Big Sur coast. So that's kind of a first for us over the waters, having winds that strong.
Quaker Oats expanding a nationwide recall with its Quaker Chewy Dips Llama Rama bars due to possible salmonella contamination. This is SRN News. Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
He leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in California. This is SRN News. It's a first for Ireland.
Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill has made history by becoming Northern Ireland's First Minister as the government returned to work after a two-year boycott by unionists. O'Neill will share power with Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly from the DUP. The two will be equals, but O'Neill, whose party captured more seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly in the 2022 elections, will hold the more prestigious title. Neither side can govern without agreement from the other. Government business ground to a halt over the past 2 years after the Democratic Unionist Party walked out to protest trade issues related to Brexit. Karen Chamas, London.
Super Bowl week's here. Opening night kicks off Monday in Las Vegas, where the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs will speak to the media. Opening night is also the only time both teams will be together in one location before the game. More details at srnnews.com.